Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody. We are here at Healing School, and we're here to learn and then to do what we learn. Say, do what we learn. Because if you just hear and you don't do, you have faith, but it's dead. And we don't want dead faith. We want active, living, alive faith that produces results. Remember, it's active faith produces results. Dead faith does not produce anything. So you've got to put appropriate actions with your faith. And you've got to appropriate the blessings of healing in our lives. Amen. And let's just pray. Father, we come before you and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us now to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. And we thank you, Father, that you're leading us and you're showing us truth and you're showing us revelation of who you are and what you're capable of doing and what you've already done for each and every one of us. And we know, Lord, that we have the opportunity through the promise to walk in divine health. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said?
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, obviously this is a time where people are starting to panic and getting nervous around the globe. And you're seeing quarantines like Italy's quarantined and things like that. And they're talking about doing some stuff here, quarantining, whatever you. But what I want to say about the coronavirus is it's the same as any other sickness or disease. And God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he can do the same thing with the coronavirus as he can with anything else. So don't ever put yourself in a position of thinking, well, this one is, you know, incurable. There are no incurable diseases if you're a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so what we do is we take the necessary precautions. Take the necessary precautions. Wash your hands. They say it's not airborne. Apparently, this thing gets caught by picking or touching something, then touching your face and gets into your respiratory system. So just wash your hands, they say, often. But there's one thing I want to tell you. Do not walk in fear. Job 3:25, the thing that you fear will come upon you. As a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live. And this is the devil's tactic. You see, he'll get every news media, he'll get every president, he'll get everyone speaking about how bad this one is. And it is not, you know, it's not nothing to be laughed at, but I would suggest for a child of God, really, if you have someone coming to attack you or you have an accident or something, you dial something. What do you dial? 911. Well, I suggest you go to Psalm 9. Psalm 91, and you read verse 1 all the way through. Amen. That is like dialing for the sheriff's office or the police to come. You dial Psalm 91 and read Psalm 91 because it tells you, it says, no pestilence or disease will come near you. So God has made these promises. Now, we either believe him or we don't believe him. And if you don't believe him, how do you know if you're saved or not? You believe him for salvation. You believe him for healing. So read Psalm 91. I would encourage you all to read it today. Read it over your children. You can read it tomorrow. You can read it every day.
Amen.
You should be reading Psalm 91. I've got them in card form. But Psalm 91 is definitely one of the promises from God that he will keep you from the pestilence that strikes in the day, in the night, in the dark, anytime. He will protect you from the pestilence. Can you say amen? So, take precaution, but not with fear. Not with fear. Got to wash my hands, got to wash my hands. Don't come near me, don't touch me. That's with fear. You got to do what you can in the natural and then give the rest to God. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Please, if you catch yourself getting into fear, you've got to speak to yourself and say, no. God has not given me a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but you've given me a spirit of power. Power over the devil. Power over your emotions. Power over your life. I've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I've not been given a spirit of fear. So when fear tries to come on you now, because you're going to hear it and see it, and people panicking wherever they go, and you'll see it also when there's a hurricane. You see the fear in the roads. Have you ever seen the way people drive and they're buying water? Have you seen the fear? You take precautions, get water, get food, but don't do it in fear.
That's right.
Because fear is like blood is to a shark in the water. A shark will smell blood in the water from miles away and he'll come. The devil will smell fear from wherever you are and he'll send his demons. So you've got to stay away from fear. Now, let me ask a question. Is fear going to help you in any way?
No way.
I mean, if I get into fear, will it stop the disease?
No.
If I get into fear, will it help me to be more thinking and I'll have more wits about me in fear? No. Fear does everything opposite to what faith does. Fear is the opposite of faith. So you get into faith and you stay in faith. And faith overrides fear. Never forget the lesson where Peter was walking on the water and then he looked at the coronavirus. He looked at the hepatitis C. He looked at the cancer. He took his eyes off Jesus. He got into fear and he sunk. Fear will render your faith useless. So you've got to get away from fear. I'm telling you now. And when you phone someone, have you heard what's going on? You can hear the fear. And you, being a child of God, need to learn how to say, now calm down. It's all going to be all right. God has made us promises. Now, you've got to understand this other thing. That he said 1,000 are going to fall over here. In Psalm 91, and 10,000 will fall over here. But it's not going to come near you. So that means we're going to be in the midst of some stuff. We're going to see some stuff. But it's not going to be for us. And the devil goes about seeking whom he can devour. Those are the ones that will be affected. We should not be affected. We should be telling them what I'm telling you. That's what we should be doing. We are the ones. We are the ones. At a time like this, in a crisis that's taking place, we are the ones that have the solution. We are the ones that have the answer. We should be the ones telling them what to do. And the first thing you got to do is get the Word of God into them. Why? Because the Bible says, the Word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. I won't be stumbling around in the dark looking for ways to get out of this.
Amen.
The Word of God. We are the ones. Listen, this to me is a sign of the end times.
Amen.
It really is. It's a sign of the end times. Jesus said himself, he said there's going to be hurricanes and earthquakes and it's going to increase and there's going to be pestilences and sickness and disease. It's going to happen.
Amen.
We are witnessing what Jesus told us.
Right.
The end times. Nothing strange about it.
Nope.
I mean, you know, I don't like it. I'm kind of surprised when it comes, but I know it's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we don't get into fear because God's got us.
Right.
Say, God's got me.
God's got me.
Say it again like you mean it. God's got me. Now say, God's got my family and my loved ones. And I proclaim warring angels protecting them and myself. You see, you've got to give your angels assignments. Why say just standing around like this waiting? What do you want? You've got to commission them. The Bible says angels are there as ministering flames for the heirs of salvation. That's us. They are there to do our bidding, not bossy. Just, I thank you, Lord, that there are warring angels surrounding me in my car when I drive. You've got to use what God's given you. So faith without works is dead. That is one of the works I'm talking about, not the works of making things happen, the works of agreeing with the Word of God and applying the Word of God. That's the kind of work we're talking about. Amen. Not working to show myself approved. I've been approved through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:6, you've been made accepted. You have been made. We've all been made accepted through the Beloved. That's Jesus. He got us accepted by God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. So we've got to get this out to people. So when you go to the workplace, the marketplace, at home, wherever you're at, and you see fear, you can smell it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know when fear is there. You can understand when fear. You can almost taste it. You pick up the vibrations of fear. Do you know what I mean? You'll see people in fear. You'll know they're in fear. Just the way they walk in, their heads, their eyes, they're breathing, everything about, they're in fear. And you have the solutions. You come, hey, my brother, hey, my sister, let's talk. Help them. That's what we're here for. You've learned so much stuff in these classes. Start using it for them. Remember, God says, I'll bless you so that you can be a blessing. We have to help other people now. Remember 9/11? People flooded into the churches. This may be another time when they start flooding into church if they're not scared of crowds. Amen? So we have the solution. We have the answer. Amen? Do I have to get sick? No, you don't. Can I avoid sickness? Yes, you can. Amen? All right, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Go with me to Exodus 23. Exodus 23. And I'm reading from the New King James. And we're going to look at something about a covenant. And this is going to help all of us today. Because when we can get a hold of this, we'll be able to understand that there's no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. And so the covenant... This is covenant talk right here. Verse 25, he says, and you shall serve the Lord your God. How many of you are born again? Amen. All right, you're serving Jesus.
Amen.
Right? Amen. We're sitting here today gathered in his name to hear and to learn and to witness and to be a part of the anointing.
Amen.
We are servants of the Most High God. We are serving God. We're born again. He's talking to people in covenant with him right now. He was talking to Israel over there. But that's talking about the covenant. And you know, we've got a covenant. How many of you know we have a covenant with God? The old covenant versus the new covenant. The old covenant was great. The new covenant is greater, better, founded on better promises. Now watch, he's talking to covenant people. And he said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread, and he will bless your water. And I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will take sickness from the midst of you. It won't even be in my presence. Not in my house. Come on. That's a scripture. That's a promise you've got to grab a hold of. You've got to grab a hold of this Exodus 23, 25 and all the other scriptures. And you've got to speak this one over your family. You've got to say, this is in my house. Psalm 91 is another one. This is in my house. Read it to your family.
Amen.
Before you go to bed tonight. So he says, I will take sickness because you're in covenant with me. I will take sickness from the midst of you. I've seen that happen in my family and my life. When I first met my wife, she used to get these, what are those sores?
Cold sores.
All the time. And she'd get flu nonstop. She was susceptible to that stuff. And then I got involved in her life and we started learning more and she learned a lot more. She doesn't get sick. And now I see when sickness tries to attack her, she knows how to stand against it and it goes. And my children. So sickness does not come into my house. My dogs don't get sick.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant.
your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast,